May 26th, the measure of responsibility. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1, 6 and 7. The degree of light given is a measure of responsibility. The path to heaven will be made plain to all who are faithful in the use of the knowledge they may obtain in regard to the future life. Look at the first act of transgression in the Garden of Eden. To Adam and Eve were plainly stated the laws of paradise with the penalty for willful disobedience. They disobeyed, and disobedience brought its sure result. Death entered the world. Transgression is disobedience to the commands of God. Had these commands always been obeyed, there would have been no sin. The penalty of transgression is always death. Christ averted the immediate execution of the death sentence by giving his life for man. Justice requires that men shall have light, and it also requires that he who refuses to walk in the heaven-given light, the giving of which cost the death of the Son of God, must receive punishment. It is a principle of justice that the guilt of the sinner shall be proportionate to the knowledge given, but not used, or used in a wrong way. God expects human beings to walk in the light, to testify before angels and before men that they acknowledge Christ as a great propitiation for sin, and they expect his sacrifice as their greatest blessing. For time and for eternity, the sacrifice of the Son of God to save the fallen race will have a binding claim on man. If God had failed to act his part, if he had not fully revealed his will, if he had given human beings any reason for neglecting the great salvation, man might plead ignorance as a valid excuse. But he has made the way very plain. He would have all men to be saved. To some is given greater light than to others. Each will be judged by the light given him. God designed that you should cherish as sacred the light given you.